Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. February 20th, 1905. Typed. The truth for this time is to be proclaimed to all peoples, all nations. The question before us is, how shall this work be done? Shall we take hold of it listlessly and indifferently, doing it as a routine? Or shall we enter into it with the same spirit into which Christ entered into it, putting into its accomplishment every power of mind and body? If we take up this work as a drudgery, failing to remember that it is the Lord's work, which we are to do to His name's glory, to bring light to those in darkness, we shall not find much satisfaction in the doing of it. Such service is a mere form. The hand and the mind work in a formal way, but the heart is not in it. Such service brings no refreshing to the worker, for he feels no real interest in it. Take up this work as the Lord's work, doing it with thoughtfulness and patience. This is real service, which the Master will approve. Work with a clear sense of the obligation resting upon you, knowing that angels of God are present to set the seal of heaven on faithfulness and to condemn unfaithfulness in any form. Taking hold courageously of the work that needs to be done and putting the heart into it makes the work a pleasure and brings success. Thus, God is glorified. We each have a work to do. We may be of different nationalities, but we are to be one in Christ. If we allow peculiarities of character and disposition to separate us here, how can we hope to live together in heaven? We are to cherish love and respect for one another. There is to be among us the unity for which Christ prayed. We have been bought with a price, and we are to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits. When you are given a duty to perform, do not ask whether it will glorify you or whether it will show your wisdom and judgment to be superior to that of your fellow workers. Take up the duty with an eye single to the glory of God, in living sympathy with the object to be gained. Hold communion with God in Christ, knowing that the work in which you are engaged has been given you by the Master, and that by its faithful performance, you are to glorify Him. As you faithfully do your work, your mind will be assimilated to the mind of Christ. By prayer and supplication, seek for the promised blessing. Ask God to give you a true comprehension of the work to be accomplished. Do not allow yourself to be drawn away or hindered by any counter-influence. Act faithfully your part in bringing blessing to your fellow men. Praise God for the privilege of cooperating with Him in His work. As you put your whole heart into the work to be done, you will enter into true companionship with your fellow workers. You will see Christ in your brethren. God does not mean you to look upon any work that He has given you as drudgery. Lift your hearts and voices in praise to Him. All duties are irksome into which the heart is not brought. Time is golden. There is a work to be done, and into the doing of this work we are to put our whole hearts. The duties that God places in our way, we are to perform not as a cold, dreary exercise, but as a service of love. Bring into your work your highest powers and sympathies, and you will find that Christ is in it. His presence will make the work light, and your heart will be filled with joy. You will work in harmony with God and in loyalty, love, and fidelity. We are to be sincere, earnest Christians, doing faithfully the duties placed in our hands, and looking ever to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Our reward is not dependent upon our seeming success, but upon the spirit in which our work is done. As canvassers or evangelists, you may not have had the success you prayed for, but remember that you do not know and cannot measure the result of faithful effort. Let the fear of God influence you, not the fear of men. Use all the tact and skill at your command in giving the truth to those who know it not. Remember that all around you there are souls perishing in sin. Be as true as steel to principle, and put your whole heart into the work of winning souls to Christ. Speak and act in such a way that at the last great day, Christ can say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 23.
An advance work is to be done in our conferences. Our churches are to be aroused to take up aggressive warfare. We are now to offer soul, body, and spirit to God. We are to hunt and fish for souls. We are God's witnesses, and every power of the being is to be put to use in His service. Sing His praises. Pray with and for souls. So order your life and conversation that through association with you, souls will be convicted and converted. Do not forget that every worker needs a daily conversion, a daily fitting up for service. Let Christ dwell in your hearts by faith. Give back to God His treasures. Distribute His bounties. Sow beside all waters. Learn daily of Christ, that your heart may be meek and lowly. Remember that the Lord has rich blessings for all who will lay hold upon Him. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke 10, verse 27. The powers of the whole being are to be engaged in unselfish service. Every talent is to be employed. Improve the future better than you have the past. Put your talents out to the exchangers, for Christ is hungry for souls. The Lord's workers are now to exercise every capability in preparing for His coming. The strength of the whole being is required. We are to work while the day lasts, for the night cometh in which no man can work. Let everyone prepare the King's highway. Take up the stumbling blocks. Show that you are God's property. The heart is to be purified from all dross. The thoughts and affections are to be brought into obedience to His will. The whole being is to be a holy temple for His indwelling. Let all hindrances be cleared away. Offer to God an acceptable sacrifice, for this is your reasonable service. I speak to our church members in every place. You must reach a higher standard of consecration to God. If you will seek the Lord, putting away all evil speaking and all selfishness, and continuing instant in prayer, the Lord will draw nigh to you. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that gives efficacy to your efforts and your appeals. Humble yourselves before God, that in His strength you may rise to a higher standard. We have no time to lose. Every moment is precious. We know not how soon our cases may pass in review before God. Brethren and sisters, for Christ's sake, purify your souls by obeying the truth, that you may have clear spiritual discernment. Leave not one duty undone. Arise and move forward on your upward march. Can you afford to be careless and indifferent at the risk of losing heaven? Wake up, my brethren, wake up,
You need keen perceptions, that you may understand how to be laborers together with God. Let there be no uncertainty. Postpone no duty. Work to the point. Error of every species will come in, and unless your mind is clear, unless you know and practice the truth, Satan will take advantage of you, and you will be led away by his sophistries. You must know the meaning of practical godliness. Our only safety is union with Christ. If you are abiding in him, the fruit you bear will be unto righteousness. There is to be deep searching of heart. Ask yourself, on what foundation am I building? We are to live the life of Christ. Not a thread of selfishness is to be woven into the pattern. Christ is to be our all and in all. By the sanctification that he gives, we are to bear witness to the world that we are children of God. Take deep draughts of the water of life. Then you will flourish in the Lord. A great work is to be done in a short time. Arouse the energies of your soul and work for time and for eternity. Put all you have and are into this glorious enterprise, saying, "This one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind. I press forward toward the mark of the prize of our high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3, verse 13-14. The increase will be seen in the conversion of souls if there is a continually increasing love for Christ. Lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset, and run with patience the race set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Press on toward perfection. Then you will have success in your service. The message that you bear will be a living message, for you will be filled with the earnestness of the Spirit. Ask yourself, have I life from Christ by union with him? Are you constantly increasing in love for the Savior? Is there seen in your life an increasing conformity to the will of God? Are you ready to make any sacrifice to save perishing souls? Are you growing up into Christ, your living head?